This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The dramatic downturn in the housing industry has had ripple effects throughout the economy. Financial institutions have collapsed and foreclosures have increased. And some of the casualties are places that create the material used to build homes, sawmills. From member station KDNK in Carbondale, Colorado, Conrad Wilson has more.
A log's first stop at the Delta Timber Company is the delivery yard and Joel Green.
I unload the log trucks when they come in, and then I put the logs up on the deck to go through the mill.
The log's next stop is Greg Teal and his 4.5-foot circular blade.
This job pretty much determines the production of the sawmill.
Teal's worked here for 12 years.
I've got friends that don't have jobs, so yeah, thankful to have a job, that's for sure.
Teal and Green are just two of the 40 employees here at the mill in the town of Delta in western Colorado. Through various owners and names, this sawmill's been around since the early 1950s. And even though it's relatively small, it's the state's second largest mill. It sells wood all over the country and even overseas. But when the housing market crashed 2 years ago, the demand for lumber dried up.
Similar to many other mills, that meant loss of revenue and put us on a really tight situation.
That's Eric Sorensen. He's co-owned the mill for the last 20 years. By tight, he means Delta Timber almost closed. Sorensen says it was painful, especially thinking about letting go loyal employees.
The decision affected more than just ourselves. And so to fold up would not only affect us, but it would be a reflection on a piece of the fabric of the community that would be lost as well. So part of it's a matter of pride. Nobody wants to fail.
We went from a record demand to one of the lowest demands since World War II.
Butch Bernhardt is with the Western Wood Products Association, an industry group. He says there were 2 million housing starts in 2005, but that plummeted to about 600,000 last year.
The housing crisis has created the worst downturn in the history of the lumber industry. Housing has typically led the U.S. economy out of recessions.
But with such a glut of houses that are already built, that's not happening this time around. So part of the government stimulus package involved aid to small businesses like Delta Timber. Mill owner Sorensen spent months applying for a $500,000 federal grant to keep his mill buzzing. It allowed him to more than double in size, absorbing work from the many other mills that have closed. Now Sorensen's one of the largest locally owned businesses and one of the largest employers. Linda Sanchez heads up the Delta Area Chamber of Commerce.
We look at those monies coming back into our community. They're shopping with our local merchants. You know, they buy their groceries, their fuel, everything. Their taxes come to our city. And that's what helps Delta thrive.
How's your day going?
Not bad today.
Back at the mill, Sorensen walks by the stacks of lumber marked with his company's logo. It's clear he's proud that through a lot of hard work, he's been able to keep his company going.
I think those of us who have survived will have a foothold for the markets coming.
He's also humbled by the fact his mill survived when, since the start of the housing crisis, hundreds of others have closed. And he's sobered by the knowledge that even when the markets rebound, they'll never be what they were during the boom years. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson.